Vayikra Avram Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yira'eh Asher Yomar Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'eh. So Avram calls the mountain, the place where he did the Akedah, Hashem Yira'eh, right? God, Hashem, will be seen. Asher Yomar Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'eh. As it say today, that in this mountain, I saw God. This is explained based on a pasuk from Hosea. Ani kebrosh ra'anan mimeni percha nimta. I am like a very big bush, right? Like, and mimeni percha, and for me, you can find the flowers. Right? Your flowers, the flowers can be found on me. And the Zohar Kadosh priyai nimta loktiv ela priyecha. It doesn't say my fruit is found on me, right? The bush doesn't say that my fruit is found on me, or the tree. It's not a bush, it's a tree. But it says your fruit is found on me.
That's why he doesn't understand Rashi.
So what's going on, right? So, and it says, "Hahu tiyuv tadenukva de'avid nefesh v'itkalal betukva de'duchra v'itkal nefesh benefesh v'itabdu chad kalil da'beda kamran." Right. So what the Zohar says? How does it mean? What does it mean? Your fruit. Right? It's like when a wife says to her husband, your son is in my stomach. What does it mean, your son? It's my son. Well, of course it's my son, because it's in my stomach. But it's your son because you... Right. No, because you gave the sperm. You did the planting, right? So the tree says, your fruit is on me because you did the planting. You planted the tree. Therefore, even though it's my fruit, it's your fruit because you did the planting. So whoever does the planting will receive also credit. Right? And then once the man does the planting, and therefore the tree is growing. So the fruit, even though the tree is giving the fruit, the man is gonna get equal recognition. And that's why it says, "Ani kebrosh ra'anan, mimeni piryecha nimta." Your fruit is found on me. But why? Because you became a partner. So when you become a partner, right? You become a partner. It's your fruit also. Your baby also. Hainyan mizeki kol davar shoef lashoresh. Yeah, she loves something very, very important. The Indian is like this. Kol davar, everything in the world, shoef lashoresh. What does that mean? What's shoef? Shoef means longs, desires, the shoresh. What's the shoresh? The root of where it came from. He says, and this is why, ha'even shoef lered, you drop a rock where it's going to go. Down. But ha'esh la'alot, and fire goes up. Right?
Then it would be us to right.
So everything wants to go to its root.
But it's not.
Fire is gas, it's hydrogen, it wants to go up into the sky. Rock is earth, it's dirt, it wants to go down into the earth. And therefore Avram Avinu, or we can say every yid, what's its desire to go to its root? What's its root? Ratzon Hashem. What is your root? Where did you come from? Ratzon Hashem. If God did not do the planting of the seed, you would not be here. So you want to go back to the root.
So it seems like.
So he says, the Me'ah Shiloach. Hefech me'akum. Shechavtam la'akhish kvod shamayim. But Avram, after Zen, he saw you in Ebes, because the Lona Hara says, but the Umos Olam. And there's about a handful of places in the Me'ah Shiloach where he says something that's probably maybe not PC. The Beis Yaakov is a little more harsh, like a little more like, because there was a lot more persecution during the time of the Beis Yaakov. Yes?
No, never mind.
But the Me'ah Shiloach is saying that the Jew, the Goyim, what do they want to do? What's their initial desire? La'chishem Shamayim, to say there is no God. Right? Ah, it's evolution. It's a big bang. It's stardust. It's what? But it's definitely not God, right? As the famous joke once said, Darwin was right. Goyim did come from monkeys, right? We just came from God, right? That's the joke. It's not. It's not funny or not. That's the different story. But the idea is that at the end of the day, Avram Avinu, what does he want to go to? He wants to do Ratzon Hashem, right? But the Umos HaOlam, what do they want to do? Makhish. Kadosh Baruch. And that's why, even though the Nisayon was Be'aspaklara Delo Nahara, right? Through a not a clear looking glass. Therefore, he because he wanted so much to do Ratzon Hashem, he overcame that boundary of it not being obvious. Right? There are two kinds of Yidden. One is wants to serve God, and therefore when he's not sure, he does it anyway. And the other is modern Orthodox. Right? And therefore, that's the idea. So Avraham Avinu, even though it was Aspaklaya Delona Hara, even though it wasn't obvious to him that he had to do the Akedah, you know what he said? If there's any chance of Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to do it. Any other person who just looks for the easy way out wouldn't have done it, right? Reb Nachman tells us, how do you, where is there, what's one of the tests to know if you're really an Oved Hashem? If you reach, when you reach an Onus Rachman Apatre, are you happy, are you sad? Right? When you're exempt because it wasn't your fault, are you say, okay, great, it wasn't my fault, I'm clean. Or the person say, what are you talking about? Who cares that I'm exempt or not exempt? I wanted to do it.
But we also talk about, like, is it going to benefit you in
any way? That's also an indication. But Rabbi Nachman is giving we're bringing in Rabbi Nachman for the indication of saying that if you're really Oved Hashem, you want to do Ratzon Hashem. You don't want to just be Yotzei. Right? If you're modern Orthodox, you want to be Yotzei. Right? But if you're an Oved Hashem, right? If you're not an Oved Hashem, then you want to just know if you should say, you don't remember if you said Hallel or not. You want to know if you should go back. If you're a real Oved Hashem, if you don't remember that you said Hallel or not, you definitely should go back. Because if you don't remember, then what good was it? It was obviously Minasafav Lachutz. So you definitely didn't say it, whether you said the words, probably, but you didn't say Hallel. But if you were Yotzei or not on the Lachic level, that's a different question. If you want to be an Oved Hashem, why would you ever be okay with being Yotzei? Right, so it says the Me'ah Shiloach. Haynu Shenela Mimenu Abeirus. Avraham lost the clarity. Virak Meshor Shok Kiven LaRotzon Hashem Yitbarach. Only in the root was he mechaven, was he aiming for Ratzon Hashem. Af Shib Af Ba'et Shenistar Mimenu Asiyato. Even though he didn't know what God wanted, he still did it. That's why he says your fruit. Avraham Avinu says, you know what? I really want to do Ratzon Hashem. Right? My father used to always tell me as a child, the relationship we want to have with God is that when you come to Shemaim, even if you're right and even if you're wrong, God says, doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. I'm just happy you tried. And not the relationship that says, well, listen, you didn't really try, so let's just go by what you did and what you didn't, right? If you're really trying to do Ratzon Hashem, if you're really trying to do what's good for you, you know, you're really trying to make your parents happy, and they say, listen, whatever, who cares, whatever, I'm happy you tried, right? Who cares that you, you know, you bought me shoes that are 10 sizes big on me. Maybe you wanted to buy me something, right? Maybe you want to do something. But if all you do want to do is be Yotzei, then you're not going to get the same recognition. It says the Me'ah Shiloach, that Avraham, in his nature, was yearning to do Ratzon Hashem. V'zenikra ti'avuta denukva, she'b'shosho mikushar be'avat Hashem itbarach, v'lachen inyan b'zivug Hashem itbarach im Yisrael. Moshe Avraham Avinu was in the root, connected to love of God. He loved God so much, that that's what propelled him forward. And therefore, he's connected. He says, so to Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the root of our existence is the love of God. And therefore, that binds us together. Even though Israel came first, and the Avos are the Merkava, they're God's chariot. And that's why in the Akedah, there was a different Nisayon. What was the Nisayon? Will you be able to bring God down to the world of I want to do what's right, whether I know it or not? Okay? Till now, you know, if you're dating a girl, you really like her, you don't want her to break up with you, so you never want to do anything wrong. Right? But if you don't want to do anything wrong to annoy you, you're also not going to take big risks. But when you're married and you really want, you don't want to do anything wrong, but you're also already feeling better in the relationship, you're willing to do risks. You're willing to do things that are not definitively going to benefit you, but if they pan out, great. So a person really loves God is willing to really take risks, and you know what? I might be wrong, but I want to be in this relationship so much, much. I'm willing to take a risk. Aaron Avinu, the Akedah was a new step in the relationship. Till now, I don't do anything wrong. Right? A person who just doesn't do anything wrong doesn't mean he's doing anything right. Right? You're not really living till you're willing to die for something. So Aaron Avinu, when he's willing to do this, to be trying to be Mechav and Rotzon Hashem, even though it's not Aspak Laya Dela Nahara, he brings God down in a different realm.
But if you're giving her something new, and you're saying, this money that is owed to me, I'm going to pass on to you, you're giving over to her. It's a totally different case.
Totally contradicts everything he said till now about the Akedah. Belachen hitpalel Avram benisayon zeh. And Shlach says, Avram is davening in this Nisayon.
I'm going to forgive your loan.
Yeah. Nowhere before was there ever idea that Avram is davening. Avram was just has all this Kedusha. He's just going forth. He's just doing it, right? He's just doing what he believes in. Now he says he's davening. Halo b'chol ha-nisayonot ata ozer li she'yamod b'nisayon. V'achar ha-kol miyad chalam ata menaseh oti. Avram davening says, God, I don't get it. In all my nisyonos, right? Like, you're helping me to succeed. Right? If you're helping me to succeed, then it's going to be your help that made it happen, and therefore your credit. So why are you helping me to begin with? Right? Why are you making a nisayon on for me? Right? It's like I ask a question, and then you guys don't know the answer, so I help you find the answer. So what was the point? Right?
Actually actual present value.
Again, that you're not able to get to the place by yourself, so you need kind of like a little bit of guidance. But like once you get the guidance, after that, you can then start to be able to do it by yourself.
Well, if you want to do it by yourself, that's a different story. But here it's any sign, is Avram loyal or not? And God helps him. So what's the point? Right? What's the point of my wife sending me a reminder, don't forget her anniversary? Right? Then when I get her something for our anniversary, it's only because she reminded me.
Because there needs to be something left,
right?
Of the actual one that you gave.
You know what God says?
So that's what I'm saying. This case,
you're right. No more nisyonos.
The star might be worth Shara Pruja, but then so is the forgiving of her loan.
So before we get to that end of the Mishnah Shilach, let's just summarize what he's saying. Okay? Avram says, B'ara Hashem, you're right. This is a place where I saw God. Right? And the Me'ashi Law says, oh, that's like the Pasuk in Hosea, Ani kebrosh ra'anami mimeni p'riyacha nimtza. I have your fruit. Why do I have your fruit? Because you're the reason I can bear fruit. Why are you the reason I can bear fruit? Because you planted the seed, right? So who's the fruit? The fruit is Avram's Nisayon, right? God, Avram says to God, here's your Nisayon. Bihar Hashem yira'eh. Oh, I came to the place where God wanted me to be seen. So what's the whole idea? The whole idea is that Avram Avinu, yes, he's doing the Nisayon. Yes, he's bearing the fruit. But who planted the seed? God. So whose fruit is it? God's. So Avram Avinu says, I don't get it. You're giving me a Nisayon that you're the reason I'm succeeding. You're the reason it's happening. So I get no credit for this.
You have a Shtar Chov on her.
So what did Avram realize when he did this Nisayon with the Aspaklaya of the Lonahara? That what? It's not about being right. See, in the example of my wife reminding me that it's our anniversary, and me getting her something, the idea was not that I get her something or not. The idea was, is it going to be a special moment in our life or not? Right? Remembering the anniversary or not, it's not about remembering.
Everyone
agrees. It's not about doing what God said. It's about doing what God wants. It's about creating a relationship. It's about willing to make a mistake if it benefits in the long run. No commitment, no glory. No risks. No reward. Right? If you're investing in a low risk, you're going to get a very low return. Avram Avinu is willing to do something that is not Aspakal Adon Nahar. Right? People sometimes ask me, they come Friday night, it's already past Shkia, it's almost there. Can I daven Mincha? So what do I say? They don't like my answer. I say, do you want to daven Mincha? Meaning,
I would hate that.
Yes, but that's the question. Do you want me to just tell you you can't daven mincha? You missed it. You missed the spot. You missed it. You don't want to do it. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want the answer to be? Right? What kind of relationship do you...
I want to daven, but am I allowed to?
No, that's the question. So you say, I want to. So say, I want to. Okay? And then the answer would be, there are definitely who to rely upon that you can still daven, even though it's past Shkia before Tzeis. Question is, do you want to, right? Avraham Avinu, the question is not, will he? The question is not, will he kill her son or not? God knows he's willing to kill his son. The question is, do you want to? Do you want to enter a relationship where,
obviously,
you know what?
He doesn't.
There's not... What?
Obviously, he doesn't.
He's willing to.
He's willing to because
he wants to do
Rasa. Exactly.
But
he doesn't
want to
kill his son.
That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is not... Avraham doesn't care because he doesn't see the contradiction of Afar Ve'efer. And at the end of the day, the question is, and you are you going to always want to do, and that's why, you know, we live in a world where halacha only covers about 13% of our life. Everything else, you have to figure it out. And if you don't, then you, you know, you enter a community where everything is das tayra, and you're going to know what Kleenex to buy, and when to potty train your children, and also, you know, how to style your daughter's hair, because das tayra. Fine. That's not the relationship you want with God. Then fine. Then you're just going to do whatever is good. And you're not going to have a relationship. You're not going to see God. You're not going to be able to reach a moment of greatness. When Avraham is willing to do that, then he says to God, then, well, okay, now that I'm willing to do this, what's the point? And God says, ah, that's it. You did it. You're mashlim. You figured it out. The point is that everything's a nisayon in life. That's what the man Shalach is saying. Everything's a nisayon. Getting up in the morning is a nisayon. Not will I daven or not will I daven. What do I do when I'm standing there and I feel like an idiot and I have no clarity? Everything's a nisayon. Am I eating, am I saying a bracha in order to eat? Am I eating in order to say a bracha? Right? There's a famous tzaddik in Bnei Brak. It was known that what was his thing? He would say bracha achrona for the length of the time that he ate. Okay. So if he ate piece of steak for 7 minutes, Brain of Fashad, he will say for 7 minutes. How? Don't ask me. But he would say it. He wasn't like a... But that was his avodah. He was the tzaddik of bracha achrona. But if you just want to be yotze, then okay, that's fine. It's a different relationship. Once Avraham really reaches that relationship and he understands that mimeni pir yechadimta, this is your fruit, right? You did the... You put me in this nisayon, and I'm willing to even, you know, fail in order to succeed. And God says, okay, I got it.
So there is no failing or succeeding, it's just wanting.
There is failing. Failing and succeeding. If that's the parameter of your success, failure or success, then how could you ever say you succeed in doing a mitzvah the way God wanted? It could be yotze. But when have you ever davened tefillah like God wants us to daven tefillah be'emes? But if you're saying, I want to be in this relationship and I'm doing this out of love, then God says, good. That's what matters. That's what matters.